Welcome, everyone, to this special online event, Three Keys to Awaken Your Heart's Intelligence, How to Increase Happiness, Reduce Stress, and Tune into the Wisdom of Your Heart. I'm Gina Vucci from the Shift Network, and I'll be your host. I'm truly thrilled to be bringing you three internationally renowned experts from the Institute of Heart Math, Shiva Kaur, Deborah Rosman, and Howard Martin, whose teachings help spiritual seekers navigate stress and emotional turbulence to find a more harmonious way of being and a more effective way to be in the world. They are some of the most foremost scientists, practitioners, and innovators in how to awaken the heart's intelligence. You're going to get a lot of value from HeartMath team today and really understand the science and practice of how to raise your frequency to create new openings for love and connection in your life. They blend the intense left brain, analytical number crunching, with the very intimate, deep, heartfelt, more right side brain of things, and really blend it all into what we call the alchemy of the heart, which is really the source of our spiritual awakening and practice, as well as our health and well-being. And when we land in this perfect, you know, alignment of the heart, mind, and spirit, we can meet challenges with grace and ease. When I practice the heart math teachings, I discover a new level of mental clarity and focus. I have access to my creativity and to creative solutions for everyday challenges with my family, with coworkers, just navigating life. And I also tap into greater energy and more connection with those around me. Again, my family, my coworkers, people I'm collaborating with, I have a greater heart connection. And really, this time that we're in and what's happening globally, so many of us are being called forward to take a step and to take action. Maybe we've never done that before. And being in heart coherence with each other to have this collective field where our hearts are connected is critical for what these times call for us to be doing at this time. So welcome, Shiva, Debbie, and Howard.
Thank you so much, Gina. What a delight to be here. This is Shiva.
Thank you. This is Debbie, and I'm thrilled to be here as well.
Yeah, Howard Martin here, and as always, I look forward to these calls, and I'm really happy to have an opportunity to be with you and be with Shift Network again.
Thank you. Thank you guys for making the time to join us for this call. So now we're going to take a step into this teaching and get started. And first I want to say, I know that those of you who are drawn to this event, you may be looking for ways to experience that wonderful feeling of being in the flow or life as the norm, just as the way you operate in the world. So I want to invite, maybe Shiva, you can start. I want to invite you to share, why is what you're sharing so important?
Oh my goodness, there's so much that could be said about that, but I want to say that for me, it has a personal and a global component, right? At the personal level, the average person today is exposed to more information in a single day than a farmer 200 years ago was in their entire lifetime. How do we possibly process and weed through all this information, especially if we have important personal decisions to make about what we do with our lives, our personal sense of purpose and mission, or a health question, or anything like that? All you have to do is look for a special diet to help you heal or lose weight or gain weight and see that there's many, many contradictory pieces of input and advice out there. And so for me, the only way I maneuver all that is the intuitive compass of my own heart's wisdom. And that lets me know what I need in this sea of possibility and where I am in my own journey. You know, scuba gear is great for someone underwater. Someone climbing a mountain may need climbing gear instead. And so the heart is your access to who you are, where you are in your life journey, and what you need to take the next step. On the global scale, we can obviously look around and see that at the international and political levels of expression in our world, we're in a crisis environmentally. And many of us want to help the world and don't know how. And the heart is actually a gateway, scientifically measurable gateway, to make a difference from our, from the chair you're sitting in listening to this webinar.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. And Debbie and Howard, would you like to also comment or weigh in, add anything to that beautiful answer?
Sure. You were asking about the wonderful feeling of being in the flow as the norm, as the way we operate in the world. And I think, I know that's what we're all wanting, because when we've had those days of flow and things are magic, everything seems to synchronize, or things that would have stressed us are like water off a duck's back. What's the difference? And the difference really is that somehow, some way, by grace or by intention, you connected your heart and brain and nervous system, and that's the nature of flow. When the information in your body, through your brain, heart, nervous system, spirit, are all aligned, we experience that sense of flow, and we're more creative, more innovative. We're accessing that intuitive guidance of the heart. We make better choices and decisions. And that's really what this course is about. How do we access that? How do we get in sync like that? And when we get out, because we're all buffeted by the different energies and stressors of the world today, and they can buffet us around if we don't know how to get back and center and get back into flow, not just when we're in our meditations or prayers, but in the moment, during the day, when something bumps us or something startles us and we feel that uncomfortable feeling inside and we don't know quite know how to get back in sync. That's one of the keys to awakens your heart's intelligence, is simple tools, simple scientific understanding of how it works and how to get back. And to me, that's just so important for people to have that knowledge and have those tools. You know, my compassion goes out because it's made such a difference in my life and others, hundreds, thousands of others. And that's what we really want to bring to everybody who's in this course.
Wonderful. Thank you. And Howard, would you like to add?
Sure, I'd like to add something. And certainly Debbie and Shev have certainly said a lot about why I think this work is important. What I would add is this, is that we are at important choice points, individually and collectively and globally, the direction that our world is going to go. And I think things are moving in the right direction. And the reason I believe that is, despite the chaos and confusion and all of the problems and challenges that we see, there's a momentum that's taking place, a momentum that's moving us upward and forward in our own consciousness and collective consciousness. Heart's got a lot to do with that movement. To me, the awakening of our heart's intelligence is an evolutionary imperative of our time. And we've been doing this now at HeartMath for almost 27 years, and certainly we've seen a lot of change in the world and a lot of change in the understanding of and acceptance of the qualities of heart as applied to modern living. And I think right now, never before in the history of humankind has it been a more important time than to learn how to better access these qualities and then apply them to creating our own fulfillment and the fulfillment of others, and keep this forward momentum going as we make these important choice points at this extraordinary era in the history of humankind. So I think that's why this work is important. I think it's timely. I think it's appropriate, and I think it's needed and necessary right now.
Yes. I agree. We were talking earlier about how you've taught this course before with the shift, but I agree. I can't think of a more timely message, and so needed, so desperately needed. So I'm really grateful personally that you guys are teaching this course with us. Now, I want to, as I mentioned, there's about 5,000 people who are registered for this call, and we want to welcome all of you for joining us, and thank you for joining us. And I'm wondering, I want to ask the three of you, can you speak directly to the listeners who are likely quite experienced in their healing journeys, and speak to how the tools you're going to share with them can help them access something new. And you've almost started to answer this question before I even asked it in your shares, but I'm just wondering, and maybe Debbie will start with you, if you can speak directly to the tools and how the tools you're going to share are going to help our listeners access something new.
Sure. Well, a lot of us who helped our founder, Doc Childress, start HeartMath back in late 80s and early 90s, so it's been almost 30 years, we were all longtime meditators. We were all passionate about helping the world, and we were passionate about our personal growth. And one of the things we realized is that the heart, throughout all the cultures and religions of the world, has been called a source of wisdom. And we felt that in ourselves, too. People go to their hearts to find answers. That's in the sayings, listen to your heart, follow your heart. But we wanted to know, is there a physiological state that people could get into that would give them quicker access to that, more downloads, so to speak, from their heart's intuition or their higher self? And we did a lot of research and actually discovered a state that synchronizes heart, brain, nervous system, and it's activated by the heart. It's activated by qualities that we choose, like love, gratitude, compassion, appreciation, kindness. These aren't just nice, sweet, wonderful feelings or things to do. They're actually acts of intelligence. And that's how Doc named this heart intelligence, because when we activate that, the heart sends signals to the brain and mind and provides a bigger picture perspective on perhaps what had been stressing us out or what we'd been asking about. So the tools that we'll be sharing are keys. They're keys to getting into that heart coherent state and to help you be able to shift into that state on demand in the middle of your workday, in the middle of a challenging conversation with your parent or your child. That's where, so to speak, the rubber meets the road, where we can drain energy or we can really shift to the heart and get into that coherent state and have more presence and awareness to how to really respond with our best intelligence that's best for us and the other. So those are the types of outcomes you can experience through these tools. And very important for our healing journeys, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, spiritual healing. There are thousands of HeartMath certified health professionals who are using this to help people with healing on all levels, because it's going right to how the human system works, how the different parts of us talk to each other, and how the heart is a key activator of that process.
Oh, that's great. Howard or Sheva, would you like to add a comment?
Yeah, sure, I'll go. You know, it's obvious that the speed of change continues to accelerate, and there's going to be plenty of times when we have ups and then we have downs, and there's certainly a tremendous amount of uncertainty in the world right now. A lot of people are feeling anxious about themselves, about their loved ones, about the future of the world. There's just a lot of that in the air right now, a lot of concern. How do we maintain our balance and poise? How do we maintain that sense of connection to our core authentic self as we move through these changing times? And how do we maintain a place inside ourselves where we are conscious co-contributors to creating the new? Well, the tools and techniques we created at HeartMath were all designed to be applicable to modern times and to be appropriate for the times that we live in. So the tools are simple, and they're based on science. We've done a lot of scientific research. I think that's probably the thing HeartMath is most known for, is the research that we've done. But the tools are designed to be used interactively in the midst of daily living so that we can overcome these ups and downs and we can maintain a certain balance and poise within inside ourselves. So in the course that we're going to be giving, and certainly we're going to try to share in this session today, too, things that are going to be meaningful to people. But in the course we're going to give, we're going to go through a skill set of tools and techniques and methods and understandings and some science to give everybody new tools in their toolbox, so to speak, to navigate the changes that we're going through as we move through this era of high-speed change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Sheva, would you like to also comment?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I have a deep appreciation for the sophistication of the Shift Network audience, right? It's such a pleasure for Debbie Howard and I to get to speak into the listening of a seasoned audience. all, as we know, most of you, if not all of you, have been doing many different types of personal development for a long time, and we thank you from the heart for the contribution that is to the global field and the shift that's happening on the planet. The Shift Network is aptly named. And so I think one of the reasons that the Shift Network repeats our course is because the heart isn't like another thing, another option on the menu, in my experience anyway. And I, to this day, I still practice and teach many other personal development techniques. I myself am a doctor of oriental medicine and a polarity therapist and practice the Enneagram and many other things and include those in the teachings that I provide my students. But heart math is the one common thread that interweaves itself through all the different techniques and teachings that I engage in. We used to call it like the Intel inside. It's the Ferrari engine that you could put in any vehicle. It adds juice to all the other things that I do, and it goes with you everywhere that you do. And one of the things I love about the heart math science is, and why I incorporate it in everything else I teach, is that it allows me to give a science-based language that gives meaning, context, and understanding to the other things I do that would seem woo-woo to so many. So my father was an immunologist and a rheumatologist with an MD and a PhD. And so you can imagine for him, acupuncture and Chinese medicine was a little out in left field in the early days before it was well-researched in peer-reviewed studies. And so I could bring him the science of heart math, and that became a bridge language for us. So for those of you in the Shift Network community who have these passionate points of engagement in personal development, and you're looking for a language that is an equalizer and a bridge to members of your family and the community, the heart gives you that doorway to be able to speak to anyone from your heart and engage heart to heart. And it certainly did that in my family. I'll just end this section with a quote. So this is not us speaking from HeartMath. This is actually a client of mine that said this to me about HeartMath in her own life. She said, "I've tried everything, and I want to tell you HeartMath isn't one more thing. It is the thing that makes everything else I've tried work better."
Mm. That's fantastic. And that's what I was going to say, too, is that this is really a holistic approach to healing. You're healing on all levels, personally and collectively. It's the most encompassing teaching I've encountered, and I would say the same that your client shared. I think that is a perfect, you know, capture of the essence of this. Now, I want to hand it over to you to talk a little bit more about the research-based, practical, and reliable tools that we've been touching on and you've been mentioning in your stories that are available that enable people to align and connect with their hearts, their minds, and their emotions, and to really live each day with more flow and less stress. So I want to just open it up for you, the three of you, Sheva, Debbie, and Howard, to just talk a little bit more about that. And then maybe we'll start with you, Sheva.
Wow. It's like I'm just going to use the tool myself and take a breath into my heart, because it's such a vast universe. And the core essence Debbie and Howard have already touched on is, maybe what I'll do is in shorthand take you as the audience on a journey of what my experience of this is, which is to imagine that you're moving through your day. Maybe you've had a day like this, I know I have, where it feels like you're watching your life through the shaky home video camera, my dad's Hi8 camera when I was a little kid growing up in the 70s, right? So it's a little chaotic, and the camera angles are changing, and the sound quality gets muffled here and there. And that's an average day for us under stress, because what the stress response physiologically does is create a desynchronization between our body systems, our autonomic nervous system, and also our sense perceptions. So I often say to people, the great good news if we're upset about something is that there's no way we can be perceiving it clearly through upset. By definition, if we're upset, we're not seeing what's happening accurately. So the good news is all we have to get to is this state that we talk about in the HeartMath research called physiological coherence. And coherence is that state. You can think of this just like when, you know, you think about someone who's incoherent. They're not putting a sentence together in a way that makes sense. But coherence aligns all the body's systems, mental, emotional, physical, and as Debbie alluded to earlier, also spiritual. And it gets the sense perceptions working in sync along with the nervous system and the brain. So it literally focuses the camera lens and steadies that video camera that you're perceiving life through onto a steady cam. Suddenly we get accurate, fresh perception of what we're dealing with, as well as access to the internal resources in our own higher intelligence capacities to innovate responses to it that produce optimal outcomes. And that shift, which represents over 1,400 physiological changes in the body, a biological cascade of events, can be localized to initiate in changes in heart rhythm pattern. So you can think of physiological coherence initiating from a coherent heartbeat. And this is something we can measure and something that we even have technology that you can see your heart make this shift in real time. And that shift happens as a result of a change in focus and a change in our capacity to self-regulate our emotions. And so I will pass the baton to my colleagues so we can give you a direct taste of that on the call tonight.
Great. Thank you.
So, Debbie, you want to respond to that as well?
Sure. So I think one of the areas that can be the most challenging, it certainly was for me as a long-term meditator, and this is before HeartMath, but even in the early years, and it still takes practice with how much incoming information, how much more sensitive you become as you do personal development, how quickly something can trigger you. It's how fast we get back to center, back to the heart that matters. We call it sometimes straight line back to the heart. How do you do that, especially when the mind is racing or you're reacting? And it really is often the missing link, even in long-term meditators, of how to really balance the emotions, how to make them more coherent throughout the day, no matter what life brings you, because we're not living in caves. We're not meditating in monasteries, most of us. How do we bring the retreat right into our busy work days? And so one of the techniques that we develop, which is some of you probably already are familiar with, but it's a baseline technique, and it doesn't ever get old, as simple as it is, to be able to get into that heart coherent state in less than a minute, anytime, anywhere, by doing something called quick coherence. And that's exactly why it's named that, because through very simple practices, like I said, you may have done before, but we simplified it as much as we could based on the lab research of what we can do to get back to the heart, to back to that center, to get reboot our internal operating system and be able to manage our emotional reactions, not suppress them, not vent them, but actually create more emotional coherence. And the more we learn to do this, get into heart coherence, the more balanced and coherent our emotions become, the more access we have to clarity from our heart's intelligence, to hearing that inner voice, to getting that guidance that we all treasure because we know it's confirming, and when we actually act on it, life improves. So this 1 minute quick coherence technique, let's all do it together right now, and we will build on this tool in the course because there's many tools and build-ons of this that happen. but this is your basic realignment technique. So let's all focus our attention on the area of the heart. You can put your hand on your heart if you want, but the area of the heart that's at the center of your chest. Heart center, heart chakra, whatever you call it, that center of being. And as we focus our mind there and our attention there, let's pretend that our breath is flowing in through that area of the heart and out through the area of the heart. Just breathe a little more slowly, a little more deeply, but casually, normally. As you continue to focus on the heart, and this is called heart-focused breathing. If we had you hooked up to lab equipment right now, your autonomic nervous system, parasympathetic and sympathetic, would start to come into more balance, inner balance and synchronization. So continue this for a few more breaths, and as you do this heart-focused breathing, you activate a positive attitude or feeling. Activate a feeling of love that you may have for a pet or a child or a time in nature. A feeling of gratitude or appreciation or compassion you might have for someone who's ill. But any of those genuinely felt heart qualities while you're doing heart-focused breathing can lift your vibration, lift your frequency into that coherent heart rhythm pattern that we're going to be talking about, and that actually is what's called heart coherence. And as you do this, the brain is signaled. The heart signals the brain. Actually, the heart communicates to the brain in four different ways, which we'll talk about. And it changes the stress response. It changes your perception of whatever you've been thinking or doing. It opens the door for intuitive guidance. So let's do this quietly for just a few more breaths. Heart-focused breathing. In through the area of the heart and out through the area of the heart. And then activate a feeling of love for something, someone in your life, or appreciation. And it's that simple. You can feel the shift to the heart. And the activation of the synchronization of your whole nervous system. And that's something you can do anytime, anywhere, eyes open, in a meeting, in the middle of a conversation. It's just building the habit of knowing how to reset, or as we call prep, before might be a difficult meeting. You can get in that coherent state or reset back after a challenging time or to get more insight onto a situation. So there you have a taste of what we'll be learning in the course.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Howard.
Yeah, let me just take and build upon that. You know, this particular session we're doing tonight is about three keys to activating your heart's intelligence. And Deborah has introduced the first key, the quick coherence technique. Very effective technique you can do anytime, anywhere, that connects you to your heart's intelligence. And there's a scientific component, which she briefly described underneath that technique. Here's the second key. Our emotions can be transformed. Yes, emotions are reactions. And certainly, we're going to have emotional reactions. And we never want to suppress those. But what we can learn to do through the intelligence of the heart is to actually transform the emotional responses so they don't drain us and instead they renew us. For example, let's say we find that we're complaining about something. We can learn to shift that so we're not complaining anymore. And how we would do that would be to simply begin to appreciate something else in our life, something else that we know is going well in our life. And then practice breathing that feeling of appreciation in and out through the area of the heart until you begin to feel a shift inside. So you were complaining about something, but then you've taken that same emotional energy, you haven't suppressed it, you've acknowledged and recognized that you were in fact complaining, and now you're shifting it to appreciation. Another example might be, let's say you feel frustrated about something. Things are not going your way. You feel frustrated. Well, you acknowledge that you're feeling frustrated, and then instead you choose to feel an emotion like calm or peace. So you're activating these heart-related emotions, and you breathe them in and out through the area of the heart. As you activate these emotions, and you do this with a little bit of consistency, what happens is your heart's intelligence begins to open up. You see, it's always there. It never goes away. We often go away from it, but it's always there. So what we're doing is reconnecting through the emotional qualities associated with heart, with the heart's intelligence. And as we do that with a little consistency, what happens is our sort of emotional nature can begin to change. It opens us up for more of the intuitive contact that we get through the heart. The wisdom, as it's called, of the heart becomes more readily available to us. And the end result of that is we feel better more often. We have more flow. We are able to maintain more balance in our life. What we're learning to do is to self-activate heart-based emotional qualities, which regenerate us, repattern even our neural circuitry so we feel those emotions more often, and lead us to a more balanced and fulfilling life. So the second key would be to recognize that your emotions are something that you can transform, not suppress, but you can transform, and you can do that through activating the qualities long associated with the heart emotionally, like kindness, care, appreciation, love, and compassion, emotions like that. Activate those, and then that opens up your heart's intelligence. So I will pass it to Sheva. And Sheva, I'm sure you have the third key that you want to share,
yeah,
your personal key.
Well, you've set it up so beautifully, Howard, that the third key is to understand that emotions are carrier waves of information, just like radio waves. So as you said, once we use this technique, quick coherence, to get coherent and transform emotions that are creating incoherence in our physiology, as our physiology becomes coherent, it's like tuning the radio dial to get a clearer signal. So there are three types of intuition, and we won't speak about them today. We don't have time. We will go into all of them on the course. But one of the most exciting pieces of HeartMath's cutting-edge research to me personally is a peer-reviewed published paper on the electrophysiology of intuition. So the head of research at HeartMath, Roland McCrady, was able to trace that intuition begins in the heart, and that when we get coherent, the cognitive brain and higher brain centers are able to eavesdrop on those messages coming from the heart's intelligence and hear them more clearly, as Howard just said. And so when we activate feelings like gratitude or compassion, feelings that produce this physiological coherence, and when we transform feelings like frustration, indignation, or outrage, which many of us are experiencing on the world's, looking at the world stage today, into untransformed opportunities for us to express our core values in response through our coherent hearts using skills like those you learned tonight, then we actually tune our own radio dial to the frequency range, just like listening to a radio in your car, to the frequency range of intelligence that would empower us to respond in ways that make the difference for ourselves and the world we want to make. So these three keys to awakening the heart's intelligence, the application of the quick coherence technique, choosing to get coherent on the spot, knowing we can transform the emotional reactivity that may cause at times incoherence in us, and then leveraging the more coherent, caring response and the intelligence that those emotions are a carrier wave for into right action in the world builds our capacity to live incredibly fulfilling lives personally, but also to be pacemaker cells to produce a peace and planetary benefit that has never been seen before on a global scale.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, each of you. Thank you for speaking to the three keys, and Debbie for that practice. It was really powerful. And Now, for those of you listening to the call, Sheva, Debbie, and Howard are going to offer a deep dive into their work in their upcoming course. So everything that we've been talking about in this call, the tools, the practices, you even got a little sample of that tonight. Each of these are going to be expanded upon and sort of unpacked in their upcoming course, Activating Your Heart's Intelligence, the Science and Practicing of Unleashing Your Heart's Transformative Power. And this will be, you know, a powerful course to really help teach you how to tap into your heart's intuitive intelligence that we've been talking about, to live in a state of flow, to create vibrant health, and to experience more loving connections with others. And something else we talked about on this call, really creating a deep sense of purpose in your life. And we talked about connecting with the higher blueprint, but really finding and fulfilling your purpose and calling. So we want to, as we mentioned, we wanted to talk a little bit about this upcoming course. And so we want to invite you, if you're on a computer and you have, you know, access to the internet right now, to go to the page that we're going to look at. And the URL is yourheartsintelligence.com. So that is yourhearts with an S, intelligence.com. And you'll just type that directly into your browser. And I'll give everyone a few minutes to get there. And if you're on the webcast, there's a link that says click here to find out more about the upcoming course. You can also click that link. And if you're listening to this later as a recording, you can just go to the email. We'll send you an email in the email with the recording. There's also a link to this page. And if you're not at your computer, if you're just listening to this call while you're doing something else, that's fine. We'll tell you everything you need to know, and we'll also follow up with an email. So, and when you get to the page, yourheartsintelligence.com, when you get there, you're going to scroll down to the section towards the about two-thirds of the way down. It says what you'll discover in these 7 weeks. But before we get into the modules, I don't know if you want to comment on really about who is, you know, who this course is for and what's the ideal, you know, experience that they're going to have. Maybe just if one of you, I don't know, Howard, maybe if you want to just comment on that, and then I'll ask you each to comment on the modules as we go through them. But who is this course, you know, ideally for, Howard?
Well, what's interesting about heart math, Gina, is that, you know, we attract people from so many different disciplines and walks of life and belief systems. That's been part of the beauty of it. And I would say it's for a person who really wants to take another really important step in their life. They may be trying to solve a problem. They may be having a challenge. They are looking for something within themselves that can help them deal with that challenge. That would be people who have maybe that orientation to why they would take a course like this. For others, it can be because life is okay, but they want it to be better. They want it for their own personal growth and fulfillment. They want to achieve more. They want to, you know, to live an even fuller life. And to me, when you add heart to life, you get that kind of result. Heart doesn't compete with anything that people already do or know. It just adds another quality to that. Another type of person that may want to take this course would be somebody that's really into wanting to do more, to help usher in this new and much better world. Doing it with the power and intelligence of the heart is a great way to increase the co-creative potential. To serve in certain ways, to serve in creating something new and different and much better than we've had before, and to help others, you know, through these challenging times that we all live in. I think the course is perfect for people that have a scientific or health orientation. We, as Debbie mentioned earlier in the call, we have lots and lots of health professionals who have taken heart math courses, all different kinds from all different fields of medicine. Certainly, heart math is applied in business. We do a lot of trainings in large corporations and healthcare systems, government agencies. So a lot of different, you know, sort of professional applications for what we do. But I think it's just for someone that this information is resonating with, someone who's feeling it in their own heart, that there's something here to be learned, something to be gained, that their own heart is calling them to maybe take a look at this, or maybe approach life from a bit more heart-centric perspective. And I think that's the most important characteristic. If someone's open and they really want to understand their own heart's intelligence better, and they want to be able to apply that to improve their lives and the lives of others, then this course that we're doing with you again with the Shift Network is a great course to take, and certainly a wonderful and also very comprehensive starting point into the HeartMath ecosystem of training and certification and the whole world of HeartMath. And I will promise this, that Sheva, Debbie, and I will give it 100% our effort to help everyone that's in this class to find, you know, a deeper connection with their own heart. And that's what I would suggest that, you know, would be the main criteria, is that if you want that, then we'll give it our very best to provide that for you.
That's great. And you mentioned doing the course with us again. I do have to say this is by far our most popular course, and we are really grateful that you are offering it again. And students definitely come away with, they've told us, you know, that they are able to prevent stress-producing patterns in their bodies. They have an increased mental clarity. They have greater access to their creativity and creative solutions to life, their challenges, you know, in every area of their lives. So we have, you know, many, many students who have gone through this course with us at The Shift, whose lives have been changed and have gone on to continue this work. So now we'll dive into the modules a little bit. And again, we're at yourheartsintelligence.com, about two-thirds of the way down the page. And if each of you, maybe we can just rotate, and it's just, you know, just a brief comment on each one about the module and the curriculum and what participants will be learning in that module. So maybe, Debbie, you want to take us through module one, and then Sheva two, and Howard three, and then we'll just go like that.
Sure. Well, module one, increasing your emotional resilience. And this is probably, again, the baseline of what we teach in corporations and hospitals and healthcare systems, from, you know, Kaiser to Mayo Clinic. Nurses are all HeartMath practitioners to learn how to maintain resilience in the face of a tremendous amount of stress and burnout that they're experiencing. But for any of us, we can learn how to become more resilient by looking at where we're draining energy during the day through our emotional reactions, through not listening to our heart, through overstimulation, lots of reasons, and where we're gaining energy. What are the things that are assets in our life that feed our hearts and souls, that really nurture us, and how do we increase the amount of those experiences we have so that they build upon themselves? And the tool, You Learn Quick Coherence, is one of the building blocks to being able to stop energy drains in the moment and be able to start resetting and building your resilience. Resilience, you'll find out in this module, isn't just the ability to bounce back from adversity. It's an energy that you can accumulate that really helps lift your perspective and vibration and gives you more energy and vitality. So that's all I'll say about that, but it's a real important step one, and that's why it's module one.
So I'll take that segue into module two, the science of your heart, which is one of my favorite topics. This is the section where you'll learn the science that explains how I could possibly be sitting next to this guy in a class and feel the peace he was broadcasting. It'll unpack the mystery around the heart, and you'll learn some really fun heart facts. Science still, for example, doesn't know many things about how the heart works. We don't know what initiates the first heartbeat. It's the first organ to form in the fetus. We can do heart transplants, but we can't do brain transplants. Why is that? What happens when the heart is transplanted and the memory of the transplant donor is received by the recipient? But more important than all the fun and wild heart facts that we'll cover in the science of the heart, you'll gain more understanding about how to leverage the science of your heart to better access your personal power, your decision-making capacity, how the heart sends and receives information to and from the brain, those four pathways of heart-brain communication that Debbie talked about earlier, and how you can leverage that for your personal well-being and health and use it to move from that chaotic video strip to a coherent, focused film strip anytime. You'll learn the science, really, of how to access your own peace of mind no matter what is going on around you or in your life circumstances when we cover the science of the heart. And it's worth saying that in each of these modules, you're going to get a new heart math tool. So you will walk away from this course with 7 practical tools that you can apply anywhere, anytime to tap into your heart's intelligence.
So in Module 3, you know, we're going to build upon what's happened, obviously, in the first two modules. And then Module 2, the scientific understanding of heart, hopefully leads everyone to a stronger belief in what they already have inside themselves. So in Module 3, we're going to get more into what heart intelligence is, what heart really is. Heart's been talked about for thousands of years. We're going to try to take that to another level of giving everybody an understanding of what they really truly have inside themselves and how to access more of the qualities associated with heart, like intuition. Intuition's being talked about a lot now, and intuition is more readily available in these times than I believe ever before. So there'll be a tool to help us learn how to use the heart's intelligence to access more of our intuitive capacities. So in essence, in Module 3, we're going to get into that deeper understanding, the relationship between heart and brain and the rest of the body, how we use the heart to really help guide our decisions, and how we unfold another level of our own fulfillment through accessing this magnificent intelligence that we already have inside. And then we'll move into Module 4.
Well, Module 4 is called Building a Heart-Based Life for Yourself. Now, of course, the first three modules are just the process of beginning to do that. And, of course, given the Shift Network audience, many of you have been already practicing heart-based practices for many years. So how do you bring it all together? How do we put together what you've been doing and what this new research is showing and these new tools that you'll be learning to add to whatever effective processes you have found? But also, how do you take the intelligence of your heart into your full connection with others? In other words, how do you express your authentic truth in ways through the heart that really deepen your connections and your relationships at home or at work? How do you listen from the heart in that coherent state to maybe hear deeper than what you've been hearing from people? How do you practice heart-based living in your interactions, as well as in terms of your own relationship to your own higher self? And how do we create a practice plan for increasing heart-based living from where we are now to where we want to go? Energetically, some of the science of doing this and how it affects others around us as we practice that, how the energetic field of the heart communicates, like Sheva was saying, from the gentleman in the class who conveyed that piece to her, and he probably didn't even know he was doing that. The energetic field of the heart is communicating all the time how we feel, like a radio wave to others. Seeing how our heart-based living can help and affect others is very powerful for us to be able to see how we can serve, how we can help the planet, especially how it's not just a sweet thing to do when it looks like the world is falling apart. When you might feel inspired to some kind of social activism, looking at what's happening on the planet, you know, that's a lot. I know Shift Network's doing a lot in that area. Stephen's book is addressing that. And it's very easy to get angry or frustrated or feel powerless as you see some of the dynamics going on in society. How can heart-based living and creating more of that for yourself energetically help lift others and bring in more solutions that you haven't thought of yet that really can maybe make a difference? And so it starts with you and you, or me, each of us. And how do we express that in our own lives, in our own circle of relationships, see that, prove that out, and then we get more inspiration how we can apply that to the larger political and social situations.
Howard, you speak so eloquently to harnessing the power of positive emotion. What would you think about me passing the baton on that one to you?
And okay, you're going to get me out of turn here. This is where we use our heart's flexibility.
That's right.
It's a big deal to me. If you look at one of the major benefits of heart intelligence is its ability to give us a greater potential to regulate our emotions, to make emotional choices that regenerate us instead of drain us. It's certainly an important skill set that I believe we need in these times that we live in right now. It has a lot to do with our health. It has a lot to do with our relationships. It has a lot to do with their overall perspective on life and what we're doing to co-create our own reality. And so we are, at the essence, we are feeling beings. We experience life through our emotions. And learning to use the heart's intelligence to guide our emotional choices is one of the best things that I think we can do. And in this course, we're going to get into that. There will be, again, a technique to assist us with that. And we'll look at one of the major benefits of, on a practical day-to-day level of getting involved in something like heart in the first place is it changes the way in which we feel about ourselves, about our lives, and about others.
And when we do that, that segues beautifully into Module 6, what we're calling Activate the Global Heart. And you can hear that I'm a junkie for heart math science. I know I prefaced the intuition research by saying it's one of my favorite pieces of research, but this may top that, and that is that heart math is involved in what Jack Canfield called perhaps the greatest experiment in the history of humankind, looking at the interface between collective human heart emotions and heart rhythm patterns and the electromagnetic fields around the Earth. It turns out that the Earth itself has electromagnetic fields that make up its ionosphere that resonate at many of the same frequencies as the human heart and brain. And so in Activating the Global Heart, you're going to learn more about that science, more about the history of how that science was stumbled upon, more about how the shifts on the planet affect us and our heart and brain patterns, but also about the cutting-edge discoveries that are indicating strongly that as individuals and especially as a collective, we can actually impact the Earth itself and activate the global heart.
And that's beautiful, Shevin. Of course, that leads to the culmination of the course, Module 7. As you go through the different learnings of each of these modules and the tool associated with which each one, you will be unfolding and awakening more of your own heart's intuitive guidance and also more of your own sense of your blueprint, why you're here and what you're supposed to be doing right here, right now, your heart's purpose. We all have a heart's purpose. We all have a soul blueprint or heart's blueprint or a higher DNA blueprint. That's not just about the color of our eyes or our disposition, but really what fulfills us. And when we're aligned with the global heart field and we're aligned with our spirit, we can receive more of that from our own higher self. So fulfilling our heart's purpose is learning that fine-tuned attunement to that voice of the heart. And we're going to be teaching a tool here in this class so that you can really begin to chart your next step, whatever that is, based upon what you've learned thus far, to know what is your own heart telling you for right now in this place and time on the planet, why you're here. And so it connects to your core values. There's a technique we call heart mapping, which is builds on mind mapping, but really goes to your intuition. It's a tool that brings in that higher heart direction. And so we want you to leave this course with a plan from your own heart in terms of your next steps. And that's what Fulfilling Your Heart's Purpose module will be about.
Wow. No wonder it's our most popular course by a mile. I love that you each commented on, we know, but that you each commented on that there will be specific techniques and practices in each session. So for 7 weeks, it is this incredibly content rich teaching with practices that you can begin applying right now. So you don't have to wait till the end of the 7 weeks and then begin working with this material. You can start right away in the middle probably of module one. So let's talk about, what you get when you sign up. So first of all, the 7 modules, those are taught in 7 90-minute class sessions with Sheva, Debbie, and Howard, including live interactive calls, so Q&As. So if you're listening to the material and you have questions or you tried applying it and something didn't work or you have an incredible success story you want to share, you're going to have time each week to interact with the Heart Math team. Plus, each week you have a 7 30-minute small group practice sessions. So after the teaching, you get to work with other participants and apply the practices that were shared in that session. And you are joining a global community. So you'll be connecting to other people all over the world who are practicing these same techniques at the same time. You'll receive weekly exercises and practices. We don't call it homework, but they're really to allow for deeper inquiry and action learning. And really, we find them really helpful in integrating the teaching in between sessions. You'll have unlimited access to all the recordings. So if you can't join the call live, you'll have the recording. Or if you want to listen to it again, you'll have the recording to listen to in your car, at the gym. And then you'll also have a PDF transcript of each session. And we find that students love having the transcripts as they're listening to the audio, highlighting sections, underlining sections. So you get the audio and the transcript. And so the course starts on May 25th, and the course sessions for 7 weeks will be on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific. So that starts Thursday, May 25th at 5 p.m. Pacific. Now, you also get bonuses. So in addition to the 7 modules, all the content, all the recordings, all the teaching, all the live access, you have a number of bonuses. And so we have a few of them, and then I'm going to ask you guys to comment on one of them in particular, which is actually our most popular bonus of any course that we offer. And I'm going to name that one last. So first, you get a bonus called Navigating Rapid Change with Emotional Composure, how to rise above stress, anxiety, and overwhelm by connecting with your heart's guidance. That's a 3-part audio course from Howard, Deborah, and Roland McGrady. You also get a Heart Math Meditation Assistant, which is an ebook from the Heart Math team. You have a Brain Fitness Program, which is also an ebook from the Heart Math team. And then you also get Heart Math Stopping Emotional Eating, an ebook from Heart Math team. Now, the bonus that is the most popular of all time is called 7 weeks of Daily Heart Start Calls with Sheva and Friends. And Sheva, maybe you want to comment a little bit about that.
Wow, I think that my inner child that was definitely not popular at school has a big smile on her face. Like, wow, I made it to popularity.
Yay, you've arrived.
I didn't know that before we did this call, but we love the Heart Start calls over here as well. And the heart of this really, and what gave birth to the Heart Start calls, is when I was living on the front lines of life in Los Angeles, and I would come periodically to volunteer at HeartMath, I knew that the tools were only as useful as my use of them. You can't build a house when you keep the tools to build the house in the tool shed. So in part to inspire myself to practice every day, and because I was coaching and teaching other people heart math, and I knew how hard it is when you're not a part of an intentional community like the, you know, scientific research facility where everyone is studying heart math and practicing it together, to set aside the time to practice, I thought, well, what if we could do a virtual daily practice session to start our day in the heart? And 9 years ago, that gave birth to the Daily Heart Start calls, which are 30 minutes every morning Pacific time from 8:30 to 9, but they are recorded. And we have arranged it for the first time with this Shift Network group to make the recordings of the calls while you're going through this Shift Network course downloadable and available for you to keep in your learning environment. So you can have them in your iPhone and take them with you wherever you go anytime you want a better than coffee break. How's that? Someone's
That's
voice,
fantastic.
Usually mine, but sometimes my colleagues and friends talking you through the application of the tools that you're learning so that you don't just get a great toolbox with this course, but you actually get to build a heart house out of it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you. That's so generous. No wonder it's so popular. It is about that application, you know, and that live time, you know, application.
Well, and Gina, amazing about it is bringing the whole global community together because people call in from all over the world. And that heart field that I felt with the gentleman who is now my husband sitting next to me in that class is palpable even when we're at a distance on the phone together. So there's also a kind of facilitation that comes in the heart field, and that science you'll learn about in the course.
Yeah, and it also gives you like a context for, you know, this really is possible that we can come together for a collective shift in consciousness. So it gives you hope. So thank you for offering that bonus. It's fantastic. So I'm just going to talk about the payments real briefly, this course. So 7 weeks, everything we've talked about, the course, the recordings, the transcripts, the bonuses, the daily calls, for the time that you're in the course with Sheva and friends. So all of that is available for 3 payments of $109 if you need to break it down, or 1 payment of $297. And then we also like to add a little special bonus. We really love it when people register early. It really helps us plan for logistics. And so we always like to give a little incentive for the day the call airs. If you register right now or following this call, you're going to get a special bonus that's only available to those who register today. And it's a 3-part audio course from the Heart Math team called Everyday Intuition. And that's available, like I said, if you register now, you register tonight, you register today after this call. And so, as I mentioned, that we've had, you know, graduates from all over the world. You'll be in the course with participants from all over the world. But I just want to read a couple of the quotes that graduates have given us about their experience. And the first one is from Katarina from Sweden. I think that taking this course is the best thing I've ever done for myself. I'm so very grateful for this opportunity. And Karen from Ontario, Canada. This course has completely changed how I approach life. Thank you. Everything is so much brighter now. And I'll read one more from Bonnie in Westfield, New York. Howard, Deborah, and Sheva are masters. If you want to take an adventure into the intelligence of your heart and activate that intelligence in your everyday life, there are no better teachers on the planet. I love this course, and I love heart math. But don't think you have to study hard to get activated. That happens just by being in the heart space these teachers create. And I can attest to that as well. So again, I want to remind everyone the URL for the course is yourheartsintelligence.com. And you can go through all the modules that Sheva, Debbie, and Howard went through. You can look at that and look at all the details. You can see everything that you get, including the live sessions, the Q&A, the practice sessions, the exercises, the integration time, and the PDFs, I think I mentioned, plus all the bonuses, including the calls that you can download and have to listen to, like Sheva said, in your iPod or cell phone in your car. And so again, yourheartsintelligence.com, and get everything you need about the upcoming course, Activating Your Heart's Intelligence. the science and practice of unleashing your heart's transformative power. And now, Sheva, Debbie, and Howard, I want to thank you so much for all the wisdom and love you shared today, for your personal stories. We're so looking forward to being with you and going much deeper in the course. And I just want to thank you for taking the time and sharing these practices and opening us up to this heart intelligence that's available to us. So thank you.
Thank you, Gina, for doing a great job of hosting our call. As I said in the beginning, I hope that people who are taking their time and giving the attention today to listen are going away with something that's going to be meaningful and beneficial to their lives, and that's the main goal of the call today. Certainly, I hope that all of you, or as many of you as you can join Sheva, Debbie, and I for the upcoming course. It's always a pleasure to do this with Shift Network. As you mentioned, we've had a great response. I love hearing the comments that you were reading. I've not seen those before, and it's wonderful to know that people are benefiting in that way, and that makes me feel really good. So on the 25th of May, we're going to crank it up. We're going to take it into the next level and do our course. It's going to be fun. It's going to be enjoyable for me to be a part of it.
I want to thank everyone, and thank you as well, Gina. It feels so timely right now, this time, for this course. I mean, we've done, like you said, 8. But right now, this is the time on the planet for all of us, I believe, to get activated in our hearts, the next level. And that's what this course is about. And I'm just thrilled to be part of it and share what I have learned and experienced and hear from others. And it really is about love, you know, the next way of developing our love. So thank you.
So beautiful. And I would just quickly say that if we were going to synthesize the 3 keys to activating your heart's intelligence into 1 key, if you've listened all the way this far, you have that key, which is that you care. Care brings quick coherence. You wouldn't get upset or incoherent emotionally if you didn't care. It's just a matter of, as Howard pointed out in key number 2, transforming that depth of passionate care that can get carried away into what we call overcare back to its root as what Debbie just described as love itself, the true care you have for yourself, those you do care about, and for our planet. And when you do, it tunes you to this unique intelligence that we can't wait to play in together with you for the next 7 weeks, and together as a community build capacity to make this a world that we feel better in and that works better for all. So we invite you to heed the call and join us if your heart is calling you there. We can't wait to be there with you.
Thank you. And thank everyone for joining us.